O my people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. Our first scripture in chapter of yielding is Psalms 78:1.
Father, you are my Father. I submit my will to yours. I yield my way to your perfect way. Lord, teach me to love obedience to your will. Father, I'll hear your teaching and listen to the words of your mouth. Direct my steps as I yield to you. Amen.
Did you ever enjoy obeying your parents as a child? Think of a time that your dad or mom told you to do something that you didn't want to do, but you knew that you were right. If you questioned them, did they ever say, "Because I said so"? Sometimes we need to just obey because God said so. And that, my friends, is the end of the discussion.
Today's action. Begin today to yield your will to God's will. Today's treasure, found in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 8. Now do not be stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves to the Lord and enter his sanctuary which he has sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you.
When I was younger, I lived in a little small community in Colorado, and one day I had gotten my automobile repaired. Tire changed, something simple. I went and drove down the road about a half a mile, and the wheel fell off. Seems the garage had forgotten to tighten the lug nuts. Well, my dad was still at the garage, paying for the work, and of course I had to walk back to the garage, because I didn't have a jack or a spare, because they were fixing the spare. Well, in that half-mile walk back, I just got madder and madder and madder. And I was going to tear someone apart. You know how teenagers can be. Well, as I came in the door, my dad looked at my eyes and stood between me and the mechanic. And I started to say something, and I told my dad that the wheel had fallen off. And my dad just looked at me, told me to be quiet and go back to the car. I started to say something, but his eyes looked at me and said, "Because I said so." End of discussion. And I turned around and walked that half mile back to that car. If I can do that for my Father on earth, can't we do it for our Father in heaven?